It is indeed Art Week all this week here on Northland Morning. And joining us this morning on the phone is Doug Becker. Art Week on Northland Morning is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Hey, Doug, good morning and thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning.
You are a glass artist in East Bethel, Minnesota. Can you tell us a little bit about your work? How maybe folks walking through the art fair would go, oh, that must be Doug Becker, when they see your work?
What they'll see is a variety of bright colors and blown glass objects. I do a variety of pieces from vases to paperweights, ornaments, and probably one of my more popular items is little glass birds that I make. They've always been a big hit at the Park Point Art Fair, and it can recognize me by a variety of birds that I have on my display.
So we've got an ornithologist, of course, who's on our program every day, but you're kind of like the guy version of our ornithologist, maybe.
What is an ornithologist? A bird?
A bird person, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a bird person.
Well, there you have it. It's just yours are glass, but that's okay. Doug, when I went to your website, there was the most fabulous comment there, and I just had to ask you to elaborate a little bit. Someone had written, 12 women on a mystery trip stopped to make roses. Tell us about that. You must offer classes, either that or you're just an extraordinarily nice person who decided to show these people a good time when they wandered into your store.
Well, I like to introduce people to the art of glass, you know, whether it be just making a rose or, you know, just a little bit of the process. And I do classes with groups, and this was a group from Sartell Public Community Education. And they had come by for a summer outing, and each of the ladies got to make a piece, and that was a real fun event. And I do that with a variety of different groups. I'll offer little private classes like that so they can get a little exposure to glass blowing and see what it's all about and see what I do and get a taste of my art.
Now, in today's environment, when you say to your insurance company, hey, insurance company, I want to have some people who've never done this before. I'm going to give them some hot glass and like a little flamethrower thingy, and we're going to make some stuff. What does your insurance company say?
Well, I really don't tell my insurance company. And, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a danger. You know, you're dealing with molten glass, which is 2,000 degrees. But normally I'm right with the people and doing a hands-on thing with them and making sure that they don't get hurt and that they don't hurt me and that they get a nice piece, you know, and they realize that it's not as dangerous as it may seem.
What an incredible opportunity for folks to learn this, you know, or even kind of try their hand at something like this. And, of course, there are safety precautions and gloves, and you're not going to do anything that would get anybody hurt. I'm really curious about the trend we've seen recently where some artists are teaching classes. They're giving people the opportunity to try their hand at some glass blowing. They're guiding people, you know, in groups through step by step making a piece of pottery or step by step doing a painting. I can imagine some artists would have rolled their eyes at the very thought of, you know, just letting anybody come in and try to make art. And yet it seems now like there's a movement in the artistic community to really encourage people to try this. Where do you think that comes from? And how does that feel to you as an artist?
Well, it kind of comes from the people's interest. I mean, they're interested in what we're doing and maybe interested in trying something they've never tried before. And, you know, what a better thing than to hand someone that opportunity. I mean, know, to give them a chance to experience that hands-on, you know, and it's always a positive, you know, lesson for me, and I learn from them, and they learn from me, and they learn from one another, so it's always real positive, been a positive experience, and I've never had anyone get hurt or never have hurt myself, you know, when I've been teaching people. So it's a great opportunity, I think, for individuals to come out and try something new.
So you don't...
Maybe we'll even create a whole new artist. I mean, it's a very addicting thing because you want to apply what you've learned right away, and that's what, you know, kind of hooked me early on, is each piece you make, you're learning. And, you know, even if it's your first piece and you get an idea from that, you know, and maybe want to try it again. There's other places that offer that, you know, chance to do that, too. We got the new studio there in down in Canal Park, Dan Neff Studios, Superior Art Class. He just opened up a new shop down there, and they teach classes there also.
As a matter of fact, one of the members of KUMD's news team is a glassblower down there with Dan Neff's studio. So I just think about all of the different kinds of art, and I think to myself, yeah, if I was going to start with something, I might start with something a little bit simpler. But maybe I'm selling myself short. But you don't feel – so you feel – it seems like there's a real expansiveness of spirit with you. You don't feel like, you know, I trained for years to learn to do this, and I'm not going to hand this to somebody and they watch them make art their first crack at it. You don't feel possessive or about what you're doing. It sounds like you just want to give away, to an extent, your skills and the experience.
Yeah, and why not let someone else experience that, too? I mean, I'm pretty blessed to be able to do what I love and make a living at it. Not that I'm gotten rich at it, but, you know, it's one of the things that I do, you know, in my life that really are rewarding. And to be able to share that with someone is as rewarding, you know, as doing it myself.
Well, Doug, it sounds wonderful. We'll have a link up on our webpage so folks can take a look at some of your work and can check you out at the Park Point Art Fair coming up this weekend.
Yep, that'd be great. Come down and see me and stop and talk with me. I've also got a new website that they can check out my work on at deckerartglass.com.
All right, fantastic. Thank you so much, Doug. What a treat to talk with you this morning.
Great. Hope to see you all this weekend at the show.
Art Week on Northland Morning is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.